We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy good to work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural meeting of the Bromance Book Club.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
My name is Jack Shepherd.
And each week we read the books of the princess of the Prince of Towns.
No, we read a romance and then we use it to trick our wives into loving us more.
I don't know, Jack, if it's possible for my wife to love me any more than she does.
Okay.
I scour these books like the patron of a sinister demon.
Okay.
You know, I'm like a warlock.
Okay.
And I scour these texts just looking for more power.
Okay.
And I've yet to find it. There's nothing in any of these romance books that has surprised me yet.
So you've been doing... Oh, you've been... I was going to say, you've been doing all the things in the romance books and making your wife love you more. But what you're saying is, in fact, no. You thought that was going to happen, but you've already done all those things.
I've already done them all. Yeah.
Wow.
I just keep waiting for some new math, you know, some new paradigm shift. I couldn't possibly love her any harder.
Well, it's not about you. It's not about that. It's about, hang on. Damn it, did I learn nothing from this? It's not about making her love you more, I think.
Okay.
It's about...
No, I think it is about loving me more.
Is
it? I think it wasn't about how much I love her. It was about how much she loves me.
It's not about showing her how much you love her.
Yeah.
It's about
telling her how much I love her.
Telling her?
Show,
God damn it!
So tell, don't show.
I've learned nothing from this!
We read a book this week. It was called The Bromance Book Club, and this is The Bromance Book Club.
Yeah, and we're in it. And it's out, and it's club. But it sounds meta, doesn't it? It does sound
meta.
Postmodern.
Yeah. I'll tell you this.
What?
I didn't see any bros make love.
No, I thought there was going to be more bros making love.
The cover of the book, I'm looking at it right now, it promised me bromance. Who's coming?
Someone's knocking at the door. Come in.
All I'm saying is I would have loved to have seen bros make love.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone's struggling with the door.
Cyril is here.
Oh, it's a child.
Hey, bud.
Oh, hi, Cyril. It's awfully late at night for you, kid.
What are we doing here?
Okay, mister.
Hello, Cyril.
Hello.
Did you come to record a podcast with us?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Star Wars.
All right. Did you get the Bossk action figure that I sent you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Does he fit with all your other Star Wars action figures?
Yeah.
Good. I wasn't sure if I got the right size. Your dad said you guys watched Transformers movie. Did you guys watch a Transformers movie?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite guy?
Yeah. But it was different from the other one.
Yeah. Was it sort of slow and boring and old?
It was sort of a cartoon.
Oh, yeah. And the other one is not cartoons. It's like people.
Yeah.
What's the other one about?
The other one's about robots transforming.
Okay. And what's the cartoon one about?
It's also about robots transforming.
Okay.
But the robots talk in different ways in the movies.
Okay.
What are your favorite Transformers?
Bumblebee and Optimus Prime.
What was the first one?
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, yeah. I like the one that's a little cassette tape.
Soundwave.
Yeah, and he lives inside the other one that's a cassette player.
I got him.
Yeah, we got
him. You got him?
Yeah.
Whoa. The original?
I got him from a toy store.
Wow. That's cool.
Do you want to tell Uncle Tanner the story of the Transformers before you go to bed?
Yeah. They broke a big Transformer.
They broke that big planet Transformer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did they come from?
They come from Cybertron.
Cybertron. That sounds cool. It's like a robot planet.
Yeah.
And who are the good guys?
The Autobots.
And who's their leader?
Cyril.
Optimus Prime.
And who are the bad
guys? Oh, yeah.
The Decepticons.
And who's their leader?
Megatron.
And what does he turn into?
A gun.
Just a big gun, right?
Yeah.
Cyril, when I was a kid, there was a Transformers show on, and the Transformers transformed into animals.
Have you heard of that?
And Optimus Prime was a big gorilla.
What the?
Yeah, I know. It was called Beast Wars.
But there's some more called Dinobots.
Yeah, the Dinobots were in Beast Wars, too.
And Soundwave uses Megatron as a gun.
What? To do what?
To shoot him.
Shoot at who?
It's for to shoot the Autobots.
What?
He just said, what?
I thought the Autobots were the good guys. Why do we want to shoot at them?
Because they're fighting.
Oh, they're the bad guys?
What are they fighting over?
They're fighting over the planet.
Cybertron. Isn't it some kind of, like, power source?
What's the power source called?
Allspark.
The Allspark, right. Did you like the music in that one, Cyril? Did you like the song that goes...
Yeah.
What? How's it go? You got the touch!
Transformers!
You got the power!
Transformers, robots in disguise!
Yeah, you're right. That's the song.
Is there anything
I was wrong.
Else you want to tell Uncle Tanner before you go to bed?
The leader of the Decepticons got hurt. He turned new. In Optimus Prime, the leader of the Autobots got hurt, but he got repaired. He gave the power to someone else.
Who did he give it to?
He gave it to another blue and red guy.
Was it Galvatron played by Leonard Nimoy, I think?
Yeah, I think it was Galvatron.
Yeah.
Was it a cynical attempt by Hasbro to introduce an entire new toy line?
I have to tell you something. Someone else had to beat her little leader for a little bit.
Okay, why?
Well, because he got hurt.
Optimus Prime was incapacitated.
Yeah.
What?
Because the leaders both got both. But he
is
got...
Is there a Decepticon named Starscream?
Yes.
What is he?
Is she.
What is she? What does she turn into?
A fighter jet.
Yep.
Whoa, cool.
And
that sounds cool.
Another
is Starscream
one,
really a girl?
A
female?
Another one turns into a ship when he's mad.
Oh, that's cool. Like Hulk. Your daddy and I watch a TV show called Can Coulee, which is about girls who turn into boats.
Would you like to watch that one day?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to say goodnight to Uncle Tanner?
Goodnight.
Goodnight, Cyril.
Okay. Sleep tight, bud. And remember, don't wake. Let's say it together. Don't wake daddy up in the night.
That's your guys' mantra?
It's my mantra.
It's good. I feel like we had a good chat. I feel like I know a lot more about Transformers now.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you before we started recording because I thought there was a chance of this happening. But we have a new bedtime ritual that I did not invent, but Cyril invented it. And it has become law in our home, which is that after mommy reads stories to the child, he's quiet for about a minute and then he yells because he needs to have a conversation with daddy about Transformers. And so because it was a recording night, I said that if that happens, in the event that that happens, he could come and talk to both of us about Transformers. And indeed he did. And I thought it was quite informative.
Yeah, informative. Unprofessional, though.
You think?
Mm. Okay. Is he giving up on Star Wars completely now?
No.
He's a Transformers guy?
He likes Star Wars a lot, but right now Transformers has become the main area of focus for a time.
Captured his imagination.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I didn't. Here's what's crazy, and this is a thing, sex bugs and bed pods. If you don't have kids, you can't know this, but I don't know where he got it from. It's a
well,
thing that
I'm
happens
sure
with
you
kids.
You showed it to him.
No, I never said a fucking word about Transformers.
How'd he learn about it then? And how come he's seen the Michael Bay movies?
I mean, since he conceived an extreme interest and passion for the Transformers, I have augmented that interest by showing him movies and telling him the story of the Transformers.
Will you show him Beast Wars?
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's from the 90s. I was too old to be watching it, but I watched it anyway.
Anyway, he loves the Transformers, and you know what? When he gets interested in something, I just want to, you know, that's what they say. Like, what are they passionate about? You know, for some kids, it's math. For some kids, it's reading.
Yeah.
In Cyril's case, it's Star Wars and Transformers. And yeah. So, you know, I'm just going to do everything I can to, you know, because that could
bliss,
be a career,
Cyril.
You know?
Yeah, you could become a lore master. Like, run a forum. Or, like, run the... You could be a moderator for a subreddit.
Yes.
Someday, Cyril. Just tell him that every night as you tuck him into bed.
Yeah.
Dream big. Someday you can be a moderator
someday
for a subreddit.
You could be the main mod for a subreddit. On,
for a Transformers
on like
subreddit.
80s Transformers, which by that point will be 50 years in the past.
Yeah.
Let's say about the book. We read a book today, and have we said it? The Bromance
I think so.
Book Club.
It's called The Bromance Book Club.
By
false
Lissa
advertising.
K. Adams. There's no bromance. There's no... The guys aren't passionate with one another. Are they?
No, not brothers.
But they do talk about their feelings.
Quite a bit, yeah. Their romance book club is different from our romance book club.
It's different, but worryingly similar.
Worryingly similar. It's like hunky dudes hanging out, like reading books.
I felt a little attacked. I felt a little bit like Lissa K. Adams was treading a little bit too close to the boundaries of my territory with this.
Yeah, it seems like she definitely knows about us.
Yeah.
There's a couple of like glaring
winks
directly at us right in the book. And, you know, it turned me into putty, as she said in this book.
Okay.
Women can't resist it when men wink at them.
They can't. No,
they
I've been
catalog it. They like keep track of it in their heads.
Trying to wink at Sarah more since reading this. She keeps asking me if there's something in my eye, which I think is her way of saying,
please stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seriously considered it as I was reading the book. I was like, I wonder how Jamie would respond if I winked to her.
Yeah.
And the thought of it just makes me so wildly uncomfortable that there's no way I could ever try it.
I wish there were, I assume she's gone to sleep.
Tell me if this looks like
I'm
cool
watching.
Or seductive.
Okay. Tanner's
ready. I'm gonna move the mic.
Tanner's gonna move the mic so he can do a full wink. Okay. It looks like, so he's done it.
Yeah. How was it?
I don't think it looked cool or seductive. It looked like, okay. It looked professional. It looked like you were trying to sell me something, I guess.
I think this is a problem with just sort of my presence.
Yeah.
Is things that other people do to look cool.
Yeah.
When I try to do them, it's never cool.
Do you want
it's the
to
reason
try?
I never it's the reason I never picked up smoking. Cuz when I have a cigarette in my mouth, I just look like a fucking idiot. I look like a child.
I
look
cool
like
as
smoking
hell
a cigarette.
When I smoked cigarettes.
But I pucker my lips around it
and
just go like,
yeah, that's not cool. Do you want me to try? Can I try?
Yeah, please. Wink at me.
I'm going to move the mic. Ready?
Yep. Yeah. Now, you had this whole like lead up.
Yeah.
You had this whole like little thing where you just sort of like got into your like swagger mode.
Yeah.
First, and then you did the wink.
Yeah.
And I think that's cheating.
You liked it, though. It had an effect.
I think maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Can I do the swagger thing? I think mine looked professional because I was avoiding
it's an audio
that.
Medium. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try. Tanner's doing it again. He's giving it another try. He's looking directly in the Zoom camera. He's licking his lips. It looks awful. It looks like Jabba. It looks a lot like Jabba. Yeah. And then he's done a big wink. Okay. Here's
how's
what.
That?
Can I describe to you exactly what that looked like? It looked like the blooper reel from Return of the Jedi when Jabba like licks his lips after eating that like bug. But then, like, he flubbed his line and he winks at the camera.
I don't, so I, gosh, I would have assumed you knew this.
Yeah.
But Hutts, the Hutts?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the family. What's Jabba's species called?
Hutt. I think it's a
no,
Hutt. No,
dummy.
It's a Hutt. They're called Hutts.
That's what the family's called.
No, they're all called Hutts. They're not all Hutt family. Trust me. Jesus Christ, you're embarrassing yourself. You're really embarrassing yourself right now. I swear to God, you're embarrassing yourself.
Tanner Gogos.
The species is called Hutt. Don't call me on this. The species
oh, you're
is
right, because his name is Jabba Desilogic Tiuri.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
Everybody knows that. We got to say the book. We do have to say the book.
What was I saying? Oh, Jabba the Hutt's a puppet. It's not a real man. Okay. It's not a real guy.
Then now I have egg on my face. Let's say the book. It's a fun concept, isn't it?
It is a fun concept, yeah. So it's about a couple that's separated.
Yeah.
Smash cut. In the beginning of the book is we are introduced to Gavin.
Gavin.
Rosdale.
Well, I was thinking Gavin is the name of the guy from those like color magic books.
Huh?
Remember the books about color magic? Come on.
No.
The magic is based on
colors
that you can like siphon into your.
Yeah, what was the? Those are good books.
And the guy from that is called Gavin. That's all.
Yeah, that's true.
Brent Weeks is the name of the author.
Brent Weeks. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And those books are called the Lightbringer series.
There we go. So that's what I thought it was.
And the first one's called The Black Prism.
Yeah, and it kind of rules.
They're pretty good. They're a little like, you really got it. He really wants you to know about the magic system.
Yeah. No, it's really magic system based.
And he talks about it a lot.
Yeah.
In the book, which yeah. I like.
I liked it.
It's the same reason I like the 70s guy, Neal Stephenson.
Yeah.
He will explain something to you. He will take chapters.
He'll be like, here's it, exactly what happens when the moon explodes. we should say, Gavin is...
Rosdale.
Jump cut. How exactly did I get here?
Smash cut. I'm in a hotel. What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Sobering up because my wife kicked me out of the house. And I'm
we're
a professional
divorced.
Baseball player for the Nashville...
Baseball team.
Warriors or something.
Legends.
Like that. I don't remember. Legends. Yeah.
Do you want to hear my tight 20 on the Commanders?
Really? 20 minutes?
Do you want to hear my tight 3 on the Commanders?
Yeah. That it sucks and that Washington football team was such a better name.
Yeah, Washington football team was such a better name.
Did you get any Washington football team merch?
Yeah, I had.
That's going to be worth millions someday.
Yeah, I've got some. I was a big fan. So folks who listen to the show, I'm a big fan of the Washington football team. They previously had a racist name and now they have a stupid name.
That Jack defended for some reason every time we talked about it.
Now they have a stupid name. Okay, listen to this.
You wanted to call them the Hogs?
That would have been great. The Hogs would have been good. The things that were on the possibility list, DCFC.
It just sounds like a soccer team, though.
That would have been cool. DC Football Club. Oh, look who's back. Hello. Hey, bud. What's going on? Did bedtime not take?
Can we talk about Transformers again?
Yes, Tanner? Can
we talk about Transformers again? I think we have to.
Okay.
All right. So sex bugs and bed pots. Cyril's back. We're going to talk about Transformers some more.
Okay, why don't you lead the conversation? Do you want to ask Tanner something about Transformers? He knows a lot about it.
I don't know that much.
There's snakes in the big robot's mouth.
What? Is that true? That's scary.
Well, because he doesn't have a tummy.
Oh, right, because he's a robot?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does he transform into?
He transformed into a thing that he can talk through.
Is that true, Jack?
I think he's talking about Soundwave. Do you want to tell Uncle Tanner a joke about Transformers?
Yeah.
The knock-knock joke?
Knock-knock.
Who's Wheeljack?
Tanner, Cyril's telling you a joke.
Sorry.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Nose.
Knows who?
Knows Transformer.
Good. Good joke. Your dad was just about to tell me a joke right before you came in. You know what we call a joke on this show that we're doing right now, Cyril?
Yeah.
We call it a tight 20.
You try it.
You want me to try it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you
want to
hear
sec.
My here I can tell you my tight 5 about the Commanders. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Tanner,
yeah.
I need your attention for it.
Well, I'm gonna read a joke. I'm gonna make up a joke about the Transformers.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. What do you... he's not going to know what that is. Okay, here we go. Which Transformer is always falling down?
The big one.
Trypticon.
The one that transforms into stairs?
That's a better joke.
Do you want to hear my type 5 about the Commanders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the...
Oh, Trypticon is a Dinobot. He's like a big T-Rex.
Did you know?
He's a Decepticon Titan.
Do you know that I'm gonna tell you a joke. Bumblebee
be transformed into a Dinobot.
What? I thought he transformed into a little yellow car.
He transformed into everything.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you know how there's a football team called the Bears?
Yeah.
You want to know why they call them that?
Why?
Because it's like you're supposed to imagine, like, what if there was, like, a whole team of bears that worked together and they were attacking you?
Yeah. You've actually already told me this joke.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
Because the brown football team.
Now imagine that there's a football team that's everybody on the team is themselves a commander of a different team.
That is actually pretty intimidating. Like, you get on the field and you're like, wow, there's a lot of commanders. Is one of them a commander of my team? Like, should I be getting orders from that guy?
Soundwave turns into a blue car. And a musical player goes in his body. And Megatron transformed into a guy can also go in his body.
Okay, bud, it's going to be bedtime now. We can say one more thing about the Decepticons to Uncle Tanner.
What do you call an Autobot in Denial?
Autobot.
A car.
I guess that's funny.
That's a funny joke.
Do you want to say one more thing to Uncle Tanner before you go to bed?
Oh, I got one more. What do you find inside Optimus Prime's nose?
He has no nose.
Auto snots.
Is that funny?
Yeah. It's like Autobots, except it's boogers.
Wow, he doesn't have a nose because he's a
you're
robot.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
sorry.
Right.
Sorry, nice try.
Yeah.
Okay, bud, it's time for bed. And remember to stay in bed, and let's say it together. Ready?
Don't
wake Daddy up in the night. Say goodnight to Uncle Tanner.
What's this funny joke? What do you find inside the big robot's tummy?
What?
Snakes.
That's a good one. Okay, good night. Okay, what do we do here? What happens here?
The book club, the bromance book club. So, Gavin Rosdale.
Yes.
Is dating Gwen Stefani.
No, it's the girl from the book.
Thea.
But they're married.
They're married, yes. Except she's kicked them out.
One like this we've read where they're married already. It's fun.
Yes.
I like
yes.
it. They're married already. But so the yes. romance is them rekindling it. That's fun.
The romance is them rekindling it. He's like a whiny baby.
Yeah.
And he's a professional baseball player. And one time, like during the World Series, seventh game of the World Series, he had a grand slam and he
seventh
won
game
the
of
World
the
Series.
AFC, the American League Championship game.
Okay.
It's no, not the
it
World
doesn't
Series.
Really matter.
It actually does.
It doesn't matter.
It actually does. That does matter.
And he went home that night to make love to his wife and she came.
I wouldn't say it like that. Can you say it better?
For the first time.
Okay.
Because prior to that, she had been faking it. And he realized that, and he pitched a fit, and he left the house and moved into a hotel room.
He was like, you've been lying to me.
Yeah, you've been lying
to me. He realized from the tone and tenor of their lovemaking that something had happened that in the previous 3 years of their marriage had never happened before.
Yes. And then he went to, so he left. And
so he felt humiliated. And he felt lied to, and he...
And it turns out that he also couldn't make women come when he was in high school. And some girl wrote some nasty things about him in, like, the
yearbook. So it's a hang-up.
Yeah, it's a hang-up of his. It's his backstory, is what they call it.
But, lo and behold, guess what? So he goes to a hotel room, he gets super drunk. It turns out that all of his baseball friends and famous friends around Nashville are... like a league of extraordinarily progressive gentlemen.
Yeah, and they all love reading romance books.
It's quite fun. It sounds like
they call them their manuals.
They've saved each other in the past, and the way that they save each other is that they like have a meeting and they talk. They've realized this is something Vanessa taught us.
Vanessa Zoltan.
Yeah, she said romance novels, and I didn't fucking listen to her. Did I listen to her? No, I was busy looking for my next quip.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
My next witticism.
I
didn't take a second to take on board what she told me, the important.
You always give me shit for not paying attention to you.
I'm just
But at least
waiting.
I'm doing it at face value, you know?
Yeah, you're because you fucking saw something that distracted you, a bright color or something.
Yeah.
For me, and that's to be forgiven. You like a fly is in your room or something, and you're darting around looking at it, you know? And that, how, who could possibly help that? But for me, when I'm not paying attention,
all I can help but think is like, is that a chocolate chip?
Yeah, exactly. I can see your tongue flicking in and out. You're kind of chasing it around with your eyes and your mouth in this kind of extremely distracting way. And that's completely relatable. But for me, when I'm not paying attention, which is always, it's because I'm thinking of my next quip, my next bon mot. And in Vanessa's case, that was what happened. I kind of took it in my subconscious, but I was looking for the next funny thing to say to make people like me. And now I've realized she taught us that romance novels are an instruction manual.
Yeah.
From how to love a woman.
Yeah, if you need help with that.
If you need help with that, which neither of us do.
They should be coming to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The romance novels.
But this book is the instantiation of that, because it's all these guys who have learned that somehow and they're like, "Hey bro, here's the deal. We're going to meet every week and we're going to read romance novels together and we're going to learn what it, because it's like instruction manuals.
We know. We already do it.
Yeah. We already know that.
We know.
Yeah. And that's,
you
want
to do it now just to get it out of the way?
Let's do it.
IP Freely.
Okay. Yeah. We did. It's us.
Listen to this one first.
Yeah.
Thea looked over her shoulder. What? I can't believe it. I missed the signs, but holy shit, Liv laughed again. Liv is her sister. Aren't you going to let me in on this little epiphany? Yep, Liv said and grinned, crossing her arms. You're horny. Ugh. Hmm. A hot flush raced up Thea's neck. Shut up. The door to the kitchen swings open and Alexis emerged. A cat named Beefcake followed at her heels.
Come on! That's what I call my child.
That's what Jack calls his child, and that's a character that we don't know, that has,
about,
that has not
about
been revealed.
Guys who read romance novels, about extremely sensitive and likable studly guys who read romance novels as part of a club.
And discuss it,
Yeah.
And learn how to make love to our wives better.
If
there was anything more that we
possible,
could learn.
But we don't need to in this case, but could have. In the past?
Listen to this one.
Yeah.
Listen to this one, Jack.
Yeah.
This is going to get you fired up.
Oh, I'm already fired up.
Modern romance novelists use the patriarchal society of old British aristocracy to explore the gender-based limitations placed on women today in both the professional and personal spheres. That shit is feminist as fuck. Yeah. Mac winked. The sex scenes are also really fucking hot.
Yeah.
Gavin dropped the book. Mac and Wilson laughed and high-fived. I loved that one, Wilson said. At least a BB-4.
Okay.
First of all, that's IP Freely, because BB-8 is a Star Wars character.
BB-8, yeah.
Do I want to know what that means, Gavin shuddered? It's our rating system for how much sex is in it, Wilson said. What does the BB stand for? The whole table spoke at once. Book boner. No, it's not.
No,
it's called
the
Mohs
scale of
hardness.
And we invented it.
And we invented it.
We would never be so crass.
We don't say the word boner.
Book
Yuck.
Boner? Come on.
We say bingus.
We say bingus. And
Big
we say
bingus.
The Mohs scale of hardness. And we invented it. Alyssa.
And we invented it. Alyssa. IP Freely. Do you want to do Mohs scale of hardness on this one?
It's about chalk.
The sex scenes were pretty sexy.
I do listen to them at 2.5 speed on my Audible, so it really just doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, that's not I'm gonna say it put me at an, I'll tell you what, this book, Jack.
Yeah.
It brought back my appetite.
Okay.
Because appetite is a stone at about the 5 on a Mohs.
Oh, that's a kind of stone.
APATITE.
Okay. Yeah. So what's chalk? 3?
Chalk is not even on here.
I think it's on there.
Talc and calcite.
I'm going to look it up, but chalk Mohs scale. Chalk is a 3. Calcium carbonate is a 3 on the Mohs.
Okay. It's listed as calcite on the one I'm looking at.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. But we invented that, Lisa.
We invented that. And these books make us horny, not these guys.
No, not these guys. Okay, we've described the novel.
The sex scenes were pretty sexy, though.
Have we talked enough about the Transformers?
I mean, is Cyril still up?
I hope not, man. I don't know what broke down in the system that he was allowed to come back for a second bite at that apple.
Yeah. It's like being let back into the Garden of Eden.
But something broke down. I authorized the first one. I was like, look, if it has to happen, we'll make it work. The second
one. Can we do
one
Dad Talk for a second?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and this is a good book, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun book.
Eager
yeah,
to talk
I recommend
about it.
It.
But
yeah.
Miles' new thing is he won't go to bed with Mama anymore.
Okay.
Anytime Mama tries to put him to bed, he screams and cries and chases her to the door.
Yeah.
And she hates it. So now Papa puts him to bed.
Yeah.
And that goes a lot more smoothly. Yeah. But every night I read him a story, read him a book, and I sing him a song.
Yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
And the song negotiation has gotten a little out of hand. He always wants to listen to songs about lights.
Okay.
So now every night I have to find a new song about lights. We've done Blinded by the Light by Bruce Springsteen. We've
yeah.
done Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. We mm-hmm. did Green Light by Lord Tonight. So that's okay. sort of our new tradition.
Yeah.
So I just sing him a pop song about lights.
Okay. And it has to be a different one every night?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want that's me to send you I've a gotten. Playlist? I'll make you a playlist.
Yeah, please. Yeah. But it has to be good songs that he likes and knows.
Okay. We'll work on okay. that. I think it might be time to take a break. It looks like Cyril's back, and I okay. need to go to his room to speak with him about Transformers in private.
Okay. Yeah.
But let's reconvene in 5 minutes. And what do you say? Talk a little bit about this book.
Okay. Yep.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows. We've really got to say the book, I think.
And this has been
Dad Talk. Thank you. Yeah.
You want to talk about the book?
Yeah, let's say it. So the guys get in a big bromance book club, and they're like, look, you're a dumbass. You have fucked this up royally. We know this because we used to fuck things up royally with our wives, but we read romance books as an instruction manual for how to be nice and good in a relationship and horny. And so he's like, that can't work. But then they're like, look, we're your best friends. We're going to make it work.
Yeah.
And so he does that, and they do that, and he persuades his wife, who is like, basically, I want a divorce, to be like, let me have 1 month to sleep in the guest bedroom and
bone down with you.
No, he doesn't say it that way.
Make it come so hard so many times. And that's what happens.
Yeah, that is part of it. But it's also like learn to
be
communicate.
Emotionally vulnerable, communicate, open up with one another.
Yeah.
Dig into your past. Your backstory.
You
got to
dig in your path. And
you
it's romance
out where your
tropes.
Trauma is, where your hurt is.
And there's a
is.
Lot of romance tropes, and I learned a lot.
About, and you learned a lot, and I didn't about learn, romance and learn anything, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's hard to, you know, it's hard to teach
like
a
early
font
on,
of knowledge.
He tries to do a big kiss on her, and then he goes to the bromance book club, and they're like, that was the grand gesture. You're supposed to do that later in the book.
You do it later.
It's very meta.
Yeah, it is very meta. They go to a baseball team party, and the other women, the other wags, are all catty,
they say wags,
mean girls,
which stands for wives and girlfriends. And it's very
okay. Well, is Jamie a wag then?
Yes.
Yeah,
but
Jamie's
been
a wag the entire time I've known her.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not like the first two dates,
but not. But she's a wag in the sense that you're a hab,
a husband and boyfriend.
Yeah, like she's not a wag of you as like a famous personality, which you're
she's
not.
She's a podcast wag. You know, that's hard. She's constantly got to put up with me like playing Pokemon on the couch.
Didn't she have a podcast way before you did?
Screaming at my computer. singing obnoxious cover songs.
Yeah.
You know, okay. This is the kind of stuff she's constantly having to put it up with. I bet she'd like a support system, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I bet she'd love to be able to chat with some of the other wags.
The other podcast wags.
Yeah, P-wags. Yeah. Pwags.
Pwags. Hate it. But so, yeah, they have the other wags are mean to her. And they talk about how wags is a shitty way to be defined. And that's, I think, part of, you know, the stuff that's activating the problems in their marriage.
Yeah.
Because she's got her own life. She wants to go to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, she wants to go to Vanderbilt to become a teacher. And then
an artiste.
An artist. She gets in.
Yeah.
And it's going to be her big, like, how Thea got her groove back moment, you know? She's leaving her old life behind.
Yeah. Oh, and they have twins.
And they have twin daughters, yeah.
Yeah.
So she goes to this baseball party. They're all mean. They all say that she's cursed and that she's gonna break up their relationships. And then she gets in a big shouting match with this mean woman called Rachel.
Rachel, yeah.
And it turns on her husband so much that they go and fuck and do coming so many times.
I wish you wouldn't say that.
In every room in the hotel with every like dangly piece of him. Anything that dangles off of it made her come.
Yeah. They go from the arc of this book is they go from not enough of it.
Yeah.
To too much, I think.
Too much. She like, yeah, she can't stop.
It's too much.
It's like you know, hear about those people who like get hiccups and they have hiccups for like years.
Yeah.
That's what it's like for her.
Something off of Ricky Lake.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's too much.
Very relevant.
Yeah.
Ring, 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 ring.
Oh, and the phone is ringing. God, I'm so sorry. The fucking kid came in with the Transformer stuff.
Disruptive tonight. Ring, 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 ring.
Two more times than I was expecting. And now I think my phone is ringing.
Ring, 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 ring.
Is it okay if I take this?
Yeah, please.
Hello. I'm in the middle of a podcast.
Who is this?
It's just Jack, regular Jack.
Oh, hey, regular Jack. It's Horny Tanner.
Okay. Hey, Horny Tanner.
Is Horny Jack there? I was hoping to talk to him about this kind of branding project that we were going to do.
Yeah, Horny Jack is here, but
Can you put him on?
Is trying to do a podcast with regular Tanner.
This is important.
Okay, fine. I'll put him on.
All right.
Horny Jack.
Horny Jack, listen to this RFP I just got.
It's for you. It's still regular Jack.
Sorry. I thought you were. That's how Horny Jack announces himself when he answers the phone. He goes, Horny Jack.
Horny Jack.
Yep. Just let me know when he's here.
I said it. No, that is.
Oh, Jack, listen to Horny Jack. Listen to this RFP we got. His hand wrapped around the glass she just shared. His thumb rubbing up and down the cool condensation. There was no holding back the zing of surprised longing that made certain parts of her ache and other parts tingle. She had either reached pathetic, bless her heart, or was just starved for affection if the sight of his thumb distractedly stroking a glass of water could make her pink parts stand at attention.
Pink parts. That's not working for me. Pink parts.
So, Jack, you know who, Horny Jack, we're Horny Jack and Horny Tanner. We're the two lewd branding consultants.
We're the two lewd
branding
consultants.
Frankly, yeah. We get more airtime than the two lewd dudes.
Yeah.
These days.
Yeah.
But that's because there's a lot of
brand synergy
and anatomy that we've given poor names to.
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm reading this again. The sight of his thumb distractedly stroking a glass of water could make her pink parts stand at attention. Stand at attention?
Mm-hmm. Pink parts stand at attention. So you want to fix, we want to fix that whole phrase.
Yeah, because I guess I don't know what pink parts they're talking about.
What about, I'm going to throw this out. I think private parts stand at attention feels more military. You know, it's like private
parts.
Yeah,
that's like just a guy private named
parts.
Private parts.
Yeah, that could make private parts stand at attention.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hut.
I think there's something there. Hut, private parts, what are you doing, sir? Stand at attention.
Yeah.
That's horny. That's pretty good.
Oh, you think, you're saying that's a good one.
I think that could be good. We could say, there's a whole like movie deal possibility there, right?
Yeah. Well, we'd have to, I think we'd be up against Howard Stern, who had a movie called Private Parts.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of money. I also think we probably stand to hear from the attorneys of Major Payne, because it sounds, just from what you're kind of laying down, it sounds like you're doing Major Payne.
I'm sure there was a Private Parts in Major Payne. Surely they couldn't have resisted that in that film. I haven't seen it in a while.
I think and you and I are experts on this, you know, we know how to make love very well. We know how to love a woman very well. We are very romantic guys. The books actually need to come to us for advice, not the other way around.
Yeah.
So obviously I know what they mean when they say pink parts standing at attention.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do too.
But I think if we're going to come up with a new term for this, we probably want to keep it pretty disambiguated because, you know, maybe that means different things to different people, or maybe someone out there won't know what they mean, whether they mean nipples or vulva.
Yeah.
Or what other pink parts do you have? Lips? Are there any other pink parts on you?
If you had painted your toenails.
I guess, yeah. If you had painted your toenails.
Yeah.
Those would be pink parts. And I think she does talk about getting a manicure pedicure with her sister.
Yeah.
Liv. Hmm. So she does have pink toes.
Tongue.
So I think we have to kind of keep that tongue.
We haven't said tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tongue. Tongue and gums. That's why it's parts.
And gums. Yeah.
So I think we got to kind of keep it a little general because I think we need a catch-all term.
Okay. Yeah.
Genitals is too clinical.
That's way too clinical. Yeah.
Miles calls all cars videos now.
All cars?
Yeah. Look at this construction video. Look at this convertible video.
What does he mean by that?
Vehicle.
Oh, he says video instead of vehicle.
He thinks video and vehicle are the same thing.
Jesus, man. This kid needs help.
Yeah. Genitals.
Genitals. So wait, so what do you want me to get more specific than parts?
Pink parts. No, I want to come up with a better brand. I want to brand this term. I want to work on the branding package for this term. I don't like pink parts.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're talking about nipples or vulva or the gums and tongue.
Okay.
Or painted toes.
Yeah.
So.
Body bits.
Let me reread that real quick. The sight of his thumb distractedly stroking a glass of water could make her body bits stand at attention. Here's what I like about body bits.
Yeah.
You still got the alliteration.
Yeah.
There was something so satisfying about pink parts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Body bits.
Yeah.
I think you got it.
I think that could be it. We could add one more descriptive to it that alliterates.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Big Bad Beetle Bits.
Big Bad Beetle Bits. And then for avid fans of the Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is most people.
Most people. Well, most people in our listening audience, at least.
They get that extra thrill.
They get, yeah. They're like, oh, I remember the Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Oh, that reminds me of the Big Bad Beetleborgs, which was a 80s toy, I think.
TV show. It was like a Power Rangers.
Okay, yeah.
Knockoff.
Big Bad Beetle Bits. So the Big Bad Beetle that? Bits.
Yep. She had either reached pathetic level, bless her heart, or was just starved for attention if the sight of his thumb distractedly stroking a glass of water could make her Big Bad Beetle Bits stand at attention.
That we did.
Honestly.
We fucking did it.
When I read this the first time, pink parts really stuck out at me. I was like, oh, I got to take a note. We got to work on that. If I had been reading this and had read Big Bad Beetle Bits, I wouldn't have even noticed. Yeah. I'd have been like, yep, that sounds right. How do we, is there a way we can suggest that within iBooks
for Steve Jobs? I mean, for,
I was going to say Lissa K. Adams.
Lissa K. Adams?
Yeah.
I don't know. We could DM her. I did follow her on Twitter today.
Okay.
I don't think she's followed me back.
Well, once she follows you back, let's DM her.
We'll DM her.
Yeah.
I've got one. You want to do one with me?
A branding consultant?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a passage. Yes, your husband has a nice body. Nice? Nice! His trainer has him doing some new core work. And you know those little V things guys have just above their hips? I think we branded those.
Yeah,
already.
Those are pinheads.
They're called pinheads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thea ran a... Shall I just say that?
Yeah.
I'll say that. So this was in a previous episode. Yes, your husband has a nice body. Nice, nice. His trainer has him doing some new core work. And you know those pinheads, the things guys have just above their hips?
Thea well, you don't have to explain it. Of course we know what you mean.
Thea ran a finger up and down each side of her pelvic bones. What is it with that? Why do girls really like that? I don't think I have that.
Who, you?
Yeah.
No, I'm you don't.
I'm feeling.
And you and I have been through this. I do.
You have pinheads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Well, I'm worried that I'm disappointing my wife.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that because it's you definitely are.
Yeah, okay.
It's not something you have to worry about whether or not that's true. It's absolutely true.
Okay, fine. Well, I guess let's not dwell on it in that case. I mean, Gavin has always had them, but now he really has them. And then there's the beard. And oh my God, Liv, do you know what he did tonight as I was leaving? He leaned. You know what I'm talking about, right? The man lean. He put his hands on either side of me and leaned to kiss me. He's trying to kill me. Now that's sexy, but I don't think I think that man lean.
Man lean, yeah.
Is not great.
It's not sexy.
It's not.
It's not lewd.
It's not lewd. So before we hand things back to regular Jack and regular Tanner, maybe we can come up with a better way of saying man lean.
Man lean. So what he did was sort of corner her, right? He like trapped her in his arms.
Then in a nice way.
In a nice way.
He's like, I'm doing it.
She said he puts his arms on either side of her.
But he's pushing, he's like doing push-ups on the wall.
Well, there you go.
Wall push-ups.
No, I think push-ups on the wall.
Push-ups on the wall.
Can you read the passage again and you say push-ups on the wall?
Okay. And then there's the beard. And oh my God, Liv, do you know what he did tonight as I was leaving? He did push-ups on the wall. You know what I'm talking about, right? The push-ups on the wall.
That's pretty good.
He put his hands on either side of me and leaned to kiss me.
No, did a push-up to kiss me.
I don't know, man.
Okay. Man lean. Let's see. We could call it the...
Wall squash.
Balls to the wall? Is that what that means?
Balls is good, but it's... Oh, balls of his hands.
Oh, yeah. Well, and his balls, his, like, testicles is what
I meant. But it's not what he did.
Let's see.
What's another word for lean?
Tilt.
Tilt is good. The testosterone tilt.
Oh, the testicle tilt.
Testicle tilt.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess if he's leaning, his balls are leaning too.
Yeah. I only bring them up because you brought them up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it. How about the tempting tilt?
Tempting tilt is pretty good.
Or the tantalizing tilt. Or the teasing tilt.
Teasing tilt.
The teasing tilt. Sounds like
and then there's
ride.
The beard, and oh my God, Liv, do you know what he did tonight as he was leaving? The teasing tilt.
Oh, wait. I think I got it. I'm on thesaurus.com.
Okay.
Here we go. Big Bad Beetle Bend.
Big Bad Beetle Bend. Okay, let me read this through and just tell me if it works for you.
Yeah.
I mean, Gavin has always had them, but now he really has them. I was talking about the pinheads. Yeah. And then there's the beard. And oh my God, Liv, do you know what he did tonight as I was leaving? He bent. You know what I'm talking about, right? The Big Bad Beetle Bend. He put his hands on either side of me and leaned to kiss and bent to kiss me.
Yeah.
He's trying to kill me. That's good. And we fucking nailed it.
And he would be trying to kill her. He's a Big Bad Beetleborg. That's the idea.
Good. Let's. We have only got about 5 minutes left, so let's say as much of you say as much of the book as we haven't said as you possibly can in the next minute.
they start having sex, but then she gets in a fight with her sister, and her sister reveals that he's been hiding romance books in the closet, and they're all like dog-eared and like bookmarked up and like have notes in them. And then she confronts him and says, have you been lying to me? Are you getting all your moves from these books? And he's like, yes, but
I did it because I love you.
I did it because I love you.
Trying to understand you. It was weird that he literally stole lines from the book.
Yeah, he would say something that the like Lord, he's reading this book called Courting the Countess.
They do. So here's what Lissa K. Adams does that I love.
Also, IP freely. Oh, yeah. You have a book within a book? Oh, yeah. It's like having a book within a podcast. Yeah.
It's called Love in the Time of Horses, Lissa. Yeah.
They really do love horses, too. That's a part of Courting the Countess.
But she, so it's really fun, folks who have not read this book. The structure of the book is they will have an interaction between Thea and Gavin. And then they will have the bromance book club will talk about it and be like, oh, here's a trope from romance that will help you to fix this. And then there will be a chapter from the book he's reading for the book club that kind of sheds light on it. And they're reading a Regency this week. And it's really fun. And so there's a story within a story that's about this count who doesn't know how to love his wife properly and figures it out in the same way, and alongside Gavin. What are you doing? What's happening with you?
Texting my mom.
Perfect.
Yes. And then he leaves.
He leaves, and that's the final thing. He leaves her. She's like, fuck you. You stole all this shit from romances, and he's like, I'm leaving. But that's the thing. And then they have a big grand gesture.
Yeah, she goes to her dad's wedding, and in Georgia, and just to confront him because that's her backstory. That's what's keeping her from coming. And Gavin and his buddies show up down in Georgia and sweep her off her feet.
Yeah.
And then there's an epilogue where it's just another sex scene. They're like,
yeah, they just, they
got to get one more in there.
5 years later, they fucked again.
Yeah.
Still at it. Isn't that nice? This is a fun one, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too.
It's cute.
I liked it. I don't love the contemporaries as much as the Regencies, but
this one gave you a little Regency inside it.
Got it. Yeah, there's just a little taste, a little morsel.
Yeah,
it's like one of those flies. I'm like, huh? Is that a chocolate chip?
That is indeed what you're like. I guess we should probably go.
Okay, you have more Transformers to chat with Cyril.
Cyril has mercifully gone quiet, I guess. And what I'll say is that
just like the AllSpark,
Cyril is going to be a lawyer when he grows up, because he realized that in my mind, I was like, oh, we can do the Transformers talk here.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And it'll be fun. We can do it on the podcast.
You pitched it to me and I was like, nah, that'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But what happened was he came and did it. And then he was like, well, shit, if we're doing that, let's just keep doing it.
Yeah.
And he came back a couple more times.
Two more times, right.
I don't know how many of those we recorded. I don't know how many of those we cut out. But then when he finally went to bed, he was like, okay, Mom, Dad needs to come back and talk about Transformers.
He didn't realize that, or you didn't realize that you weren't shifting the Transformers conversation
to
office.
The podcast. Yeah.
You were just having an additional Transformers conversation.
Yeah, he was like, sweet, bedtime is postponed. And he said, as we were like, so during the break, as we went to go talk about Transformers in his room, as we were walking there, and like, mommy, meanwhile, is like fucking like just trying to deal with the screaming baby, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, Daddy, you're keeping me up really late tonight.
Yeah.
It's like, no, dude, you... He was like, man, this is like way past
It's sort of like a fun slumber party.
Yeah. He was like, I'm really tired.
Yeah. I know that you want me to be a guest on your podcast to come on and serve as like a Transformers expert.
Yeah.
But I really do have to hit the hay.
I do really have to hit the hay. And as you know, I can't do that until you come into my bedroom, sit down with your glass of wine and have a quiet man-to-man conversation about the Autobots and the Decepticons.
Yeah.
And then tuck me into bed. So I hope folks like the Transformers.
To be a fly on that wall, huh?
Yeah.
For that conversation, it must be like Joe Rogan meeting Elon Musk for the first time.
It's a lot like that if they talked about Clash the 1986 of Titans. Transformers movie.
Yeah.
We have to go. We've got to leave. We love this book. We think you will like it too. It was a fun one.
Yeah, go read it. It was really fun.
Yeah, I liked it. And there's a whole series. It's a good setup for a whole series because it's like, which of these
all the other baseball guys
fuck up their marriage?
There's one guy called the Russian whose only characteristic is he does really nasty shits.
Yeah, it's really funny. He's really funny. It's fun. Like the fun that this book has that I really liked is the specific fun of like, men being men, but being vulnerable at the same time.
Yeah.
And so they're like pooping and farting and like razzing each other and punching each other, but also like being emotionally vulnerable
and loving their wives.
And deeply. there's a Russian guy who like has digestive problems, and he's always like just destroying everyone's bathroom.
Yeah. What a good book.
It's fun. We liked it.
Good job, Lissa.
I'd like everybody to please subscribe to our Patreon. You must. Yes. We're talking about the TGIF run of shows.
Yeah, it's called Oh God, It's Friday.
And we're talking about Full House. We're talking about Family Matters. We're talking about Just the 10 of Us. We're talking about Perfect Strangers. We're having a very good time. And it's not too late to get in on the ground floor there and watch this epic run of shows as it begins. All it takes is $5 a month. It's patreon.com/BSCCpodcast, and you can be a part of our fantastic new show. It's good. It's fun. Everyone loves it. You must also join our Facebook group, Baby Nation, on Facebook, and you must rate and review our show wherever you rate and review shows. It helps us to rise through the rankings. It helps people to discover the show. Another good way of helping people to discover the show is recommending it to a friend or a loved one.
Yeah.
And that's it for now. We're going to have new merch up soon, and we will tell you about it when it's up. All that remains is for me to say that this week we read a novel. That novel was called The Bromance Book Club by Lissa K. Adams. We liked it. Next week, we are going to be watching a film called You've Got Mail with Meg Ryan, because we only watch romances with Meg Ryan now.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be doing a few films for the next month or so folks can take a break from reading books and watch along with us. So if you have any suggestions for movies you'd like us to watch that are, you know, kind of romantic or romantic adjacent, let us know. You can do that in the Facebook group or tweet at us. All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been, of course, Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And we still don't have an outro.
I thought you came up with one.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I hope that you find your happily ever after.
Ugh, I don't like it. We might be childhood friends, and I might have you.